Talk the kind you want on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the agent for truth, Joe Bannister, your host. Happy Saturday morning to you. It's my honor and privilege to be with you, and I thank you for joining me. You're listening to me on Frank Talk 104.3 FM, as well as worldwide on the Internet, courtesy of Liberty Works Radio Network. I'd appreciate it if you'd tell your friends they can listen to this great network and support it by visiting lwrn.net. Liberty Works Radio Network brings you radio programming you will not hear anywhere else. When you visit lwrn.net, please consider clicking on the Join Donate button in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage. And you can also check out a good video that's there. Given the many blessings God has bestowed on our country, I dedicate every show to our Father in Heaven. So I always start the show by praying as Jesus instructed us in Matthew chapter 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Well, my listeners are well aware, I'm sure, new listeners probably are too, that our country is in deep trouble, and I urge everyone to fervently pray for God's blessings on our country. Let's redouble our efforts to obey His commandments, especially refraining from taking the Lord's name in vain. I invite you to join my email list by visiting my website at freedomabovefortune.com. You can click on mailing list on the left-hand side of the homepage. And you can also go to agentfortruth.com for some biographical information about me. For those that are new to the show, I'm a former special agent with the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division. I no longer work for the IRS because during the last 2 years of my service there, I performed an off-duty investigation into claims that the income tax laws did not actually require most Americans to file federal income tax returns and pay federal income tax, and that the IRS was actually deceiving the American public about their true income tax obligations. After gathering and analyzing a mountain of evidence, I concluded that these claims about the federal income tax system were largely true. And when I asked my IRS supervisors to discuss my conclusions with me, they not only refused to have any discussions with me whatsoever, but they also encouraged me to resign from the agency. So my IRS career came to an end rather abruptly in 1999, when I did in fact resign from the Internal Revenue Service. And I've been speaking about my experiences and conclusions regarding the federal income tax and other liberty-related matters ever since. I'm featured in a film called America, Freedom to Fascism, and that film is available on the Internet. It takes a look at the provocative look at the way that the Federal Reserve and federal income tax systems are run, and I highly recommend watching it as soon as possible. You can type in the word America, Freedom to Fascism into any search engine, or you can watch the movie for free somewhere there on the Internet, or you can go to freedomtofascism.com and order a copy for yourself. My guest for the first hour is Gary Franchi, Jr. Gary's an avant-garde filmmaker, broadcaster, national grassroots organizer, and the successor for the late Hollywood producer Aaron Russo as the national director of Restore the Republic. Gary hosts the popular Reality Report news magazine. You can find it at realityreport.tv. And if those accomplishments weren't enough, Gary's number 9 on the Southern Poverty Law Center's Meet the Patriots list. Gary, welcome to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show.
Well, Joe Bannister, it's great to be on the show, and it's great to be on the same list that you're on.
Yeah, I tell you, it's really an honor. I guess the Southern Poverty Law Center thinks that it's some kind of a bad thing, but I find it kind of fun, you know, because you meet and greet people that are on the list and people who want to get on the list, and So it's
kind it's sort of a badge of honor, I suppose. You know, I mean, it all depends on what side of the spectrum you really are on. They do a pretty bang up job at trying to marginalize and isolate our message and just really discount it. When all in all, we're talking about the foundational structure of this nation. We're talking about constitutional values. We're talking about accountability for government. We're talking about transparency for government. And you know, I don't think that that's really too much to ask.
No, and if that makes you an enemy of the state, you know, I think that all Americans have to question who's the friend and who's the enemy. How do you define the friend? How do you define the enemy? Because for 200 and more years, we know how we defined friends and enemies. The friends were those that supported the Constitution, and the enemies weren't. And somehow that's been turned upside down.
And I think, Joe, what's important and what the listeners need to realize is that when a government begins to look inside itself or inside its borders or inside to its people as the threat to its stability, just because they're standing on the document that created this country, that is a serious problem. I mean, they're targeting Americans. Everyone's a criminal now. The old phrase of innocent until proven guilty is upside down. I mean, we have to go through pat downs and naked body scanners and tasers, you know, at checkpoints in this country now.
Yeah, it's really been turned on its ear, and we're being made criminals in our own country. But what I'm so excited about, everything that you've done and are doing, it's like every day there's some new fantastic tool that you're putting out there for the friends, the people who are supposed to be friends of America, can get together and learn. The reality report, I don't know where to start. Why don't we start with Restore the Republic and RTR.org, but I also want to talk about Restore the Republic, I'm sorry, about the reality report, and of course this late stream live thing that's coming up tonight. Actually, we're pre-taping for Saturday's show, so everybody can go on the internet. But why don't you talk about Restore the Republic and RTR.org to start with?
Well, RTR was basically conceived after the film that Aaron Russo made that you were in, America, Freedom, the Fascism. And, you know, over the years, it's gone through, you know, several different incarnations. And because, you know, with technology and politics, you know, you have to really be able to flow with the trends. And that's one thing that we really pride ourselves on, is being able to kind of predict some of these technology trends and stay on the cutting edge. And with the new website, which is RTR.org, we've basically taken our social network, which existed on a previous domain, and given it a serious makeover. And now with the new domain that is home to over 24,000 Americans, you can create an online profile. You can make friends with other people who share your political ideals. You can start groups. You can create events. You can share pictures and videos, and really just brings our entire patriot community closer together. Makes us more of a family and easier to share information. One of the really strong and probably the most powerful aspect of the website itself is a program on it called Social DNA. Now, the name itself sounds kind of frightening, but what it enables us to do is, if the user chooses to, purely if the user chooses to, they can connect their RTR account with, say, their Facebook account or their MySpace account or their LinkedIn professional account or even their YouTube or Yahoo or Google or whatever, you know, mega website, you know, membership or, you know, account they have. So when you update your status at RTR.org, it automatically will publish that status update to Twitter, LinkedIn, and any other network that you're connected to. So RTR.org becomes the central networking hub for people to connect within the Patriot movement, but also push out and do outreach to all the vast Internet-connected networks that are out there. So while RTR.org may be a nexus point for about 24,000 people, Facebook has 500 million users. So, you know, we have the ability to really infect from our, you know, our vantage point into the Facebook world of 500 million people.
Wow. Now, if people use that social DNA and then they post something on RTR and it ends up on Facebook, will the people that are on Facebook know that it came from RTR? In other words, will there be a backtrack to that people will discover RTR.org through those social DNA posts?
It all depends on what you're posting. Now, if you go ahead and you post, say, just a simple status, right, just a sentence with no links included, it'll simply just post that status, that sentence to any of your social networks. There will be a small link that says RTR.org, but that will actually take you into the application on Facebook. That won't take you anywhere else. If you say, if you post a video, for instance, you post that video in your status bar in RTR, and it'll publish to Facebook, then it will tell the people on Facebook, check out this video, and it'll take them to RTR. So if you publish your a video, a group, an event, a photograph, update your profile, or whatever, it will notify your Facebook friends through your Facebook wall that you've done so and take them back to RTR. Now, the beautiful thing about that is that your Facebook friends will now be able to come back to RTR, check out what you're up to here, and then perhaps meet other patriots or other people and other perspectives.
Wow, that is powerful. That's like a surgical strike. You got the RTR team that like goes into the Facebook territory and brings back a whole bunch of converts.
Well, that's, I mean, it's digital outreach. It's point and click activism. And what we've seen with one of the main features too is that we've made it really easy for people to join. You can simply click the Connect with Facebook button on the front page of the site. And when you do that, it'll actually say, okay, just enter your Facebook username, your Facebook password, and then our site will look at your Facebook details and say, okay, you've given us authorization to look at your name, your profile, your city and state, and your profile picture, and then we'll just cross-pollinate the two profiles. Now, with just a couple clicks of a button, you have joined up on the site without even having to go through and refill all the forms. So once you've completed that process, our site will say, hey, we've noticed you've got Facebook albums. Would you like to import your albums and share them with your other RTR friends? Boom, it'll import all your Facebook friends and import all your Facebook albums. You can invite your Facebook friends. And you can, I mean, there's so many applications. I mean, I'm only touching the tip of the iceberg. Another one is the social wall. Let's say you incorporate your Facebook friends or you incorporate your Facebook account, you connect it. You can incorporate and connect your Twitter account. When you click on the social wall tab on the homepage, you can actually view all the content from Facebook right on RTR. So you technically never even have to go back to Facebook to stay updated.
Wow, yeah, because it seems like, you know, for me personally, RTR.org would be a home base, you know, home territory, mm-hmm. and reach out to those other platforms. But, you know, I would consider the home where my friends and neighbors are to be RTR.org, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, it's really a wonderful thing to watch. Right now there's 24,688 members, and you can watch in real time people posting videos, links, I mean, 4 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. I mean, it's a real-time update of activity. It's really a heartbeat of the Patriot movement, I think.
That's just awesome. Now, how long, that must have taken a lot of work to get that up and running.
Well, we've been working on it and beta testing it in an offline version for about 6 months or so, probably longer, working out the bugs, and then we finally went into this current beta version that you see now. So we've been doing that for about 3 weeks, and we should be out of that shortly.
That's phenomenal. Well, we've got a break coming up. My guest is Gary Franchi, just an incredible man, incredible human being. Just can't believe all these wonderful innovations that are coming along to help keep America free and outside of tyranny. So we'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for joining us.
Live is the morning program on the radio all over the country, the great WABC in New York and the Fox Business Network, and a new affiliate, WIFL 104.3, Frank Talk, 104.3, News, Sports, and More.
Glenn Beck,
Frank Talk,
104.3, best-selling author, Mark Levin.
That's what we call crap. Get off the phone, you big dope.
Frank Talk, 104, News, Sports, and More.
Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala holds a reputation for the most outstanding sales and service to their customers. This reputation was earned over the years by keeping their promises and taking care of people. It was true then, and it's true now. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to ensure you the easiest and most satisfying vehicle purchase or service you'll ever experience while delivering the highest value for the money. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have access to over 850 new Fords and Lincoln Mercurys to provide a wide selection of new cars and trucks, which means large savings for their customers. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have you the lowest price and payment in writing guaranteed in 15 minutes or less. Visit their dealerships on Highway 441 in Ocala and Bellevue to see for yourself the distinct advantage in making your next vehicle purchase from the dealership that pledges to ensure the best buying experience anywhere. You can also shop at home at fordofocala.com for selection and service specials that is constantly updated. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala, where they pledge every day is a sale day and the traffic's not bad at all.
Remember the good old days when you'd go to the neighborhood butcher, he'd cut the meat fresh, right on the slab. You'd ask him for a steak cut a special way, he'd cut it. You're looking for some homemade sausage, and you'd get it. Chopped meat, right out of the grinder. Well, Bellevue Meats is the place to go. Their number is 347-2102. They're located in Bellevue, right on 441. For meat the old-fashioned way, Bellevue Meats.
God, Guts, and Guns made America free. And here at Gold Diggers and Gunslingers, we know how important it is to keep all three. Now, we know you got your God and Guts, but we can help you with the guns. Lots of guns. Any kind of gun you want, or need, or desire. Small guns, big guns, pistols, rifles, shotguns. Guns for self-defense, guns to hunt with, guns to target shoot with. We've got the guns, lots of guns. Pre-owned guns, brand new guns. Semi-automatic, single shot, from .38 special to .50 caliber guns. We got the guns at Gold Diggers and Gunslingers. At great prices, discounted prices. You're not going to beat these prices anywhere. At Gold Diggers and Gunslingers in Inverness. Oh, and don't forget the ammo. We got lots of ammo. We'll keep you in ammo. Ammo for all your guns. Load up. It's hunting season. We got your hunting guns. It's on sale now. Gold Diggers and Gunslingers. Right next to Sherwin-Williams. Gulf to Lake Highway, Inverness. And we salute you. God bless America.
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Talk. 104, News, Sports, and More. The official home of Glenn Beck, Don Imus, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network. A Frank Talk 104 breaking news flash.
Bitty vote on whether to act on the matter of the bat, which has been trapped in this chamber for the past 15 minutes. All those in favor of attempting to...
Oh, she got
capture the bat, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
It's clear that the majority of those present feel we need to act. I therefore propose that we have all the lights in the chambers turned off and all the windows open. The bat will fly towards the sunlight and out the window.
No, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully disagree. The best plan of action is to capture the bat and then release it outside.
Oh! Get out!
Representative McCullough, I believe that catching the bat would prove extremely difficult. It's very fast.
Well, I have read that...
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Talk. 104, News, Sports, and More. The official home of Glenn Beck. Don Imus, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network.
People are surprised to learn that natural family planning couples have a lower divorce rate than couples who use other methods of family planning. NFP couples report better communication that improves marital intimacy and respect. For information on how you and your spouse can learn natural family planning in English or Spanish, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Ready, set, roses. That's right, roses. A dozen roses from Donnellan Florist for just $12.99.
While supplies last, the freshest, most beautiful roses anywhere. Only at Donnellan Florist.
one dozen roses for $12.99.
Give them a call at 352-489-2233. Highway 41, Donnell and Florist, across from the police station.
Roses. A dozen roses from Donnell and Florist for just
$12.99. Frank Talk, 104.3 FM, the Mid-State News Talk and Sports Radio Station.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show, freedomabovefortune.com and agentfortruth.com. My guest is Gary Franchi. We've been, before the break, talking about RTR.org. RTR stands for Restore the Republic. And Gary, maybe you could tell the listeners just briefly, again, how RTR, Restore the Republic, got started, how it involved Aaron Russo, et cetera, because I think that's a pretty interesting story.
Well, you know, RTR was really, like I said, was born out of the grassroots activity that was American Freedom to Fascism. It was the Hollywood film that Russo had produced. I mean, there were so many people that watched that movie. Millions and millions of people watched that film. And, you know, we had to take all this momentum, and we really had to put it somewhere, else it was just going to fizzle out. And that's where RTR came into being. We built this massive infrastructure online for people to connect and communicate. And what Russo really wanted was, he wanted an umbrella. He wanted a place for all members of the freedom movement to come together. He saw splintering, he saw egos, and he said, you know, we need to bring people together. You know, it doesn't matter what organization you're from. Let's bring them all together and just let people communicate and organize together. And that's really how RTR.org became. And then, of course, the media aspect of things, too, and what Russo wanted to continue, you know, in that vein was to produce a media outlet and create a media outlet. And I remember the early stages of brainstorming different names and topics and web domains that we would use to launch the media side. And, you know, we're doing that now with the Reality Report. We're doing that now with the Late Stream. And we're going to continue to do it with producing documentary films and you know, waking people up, you know, through those different avenues.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I don't know how much value there is to my opinion, but when Aaron, you know, had to choose someone, and you know, he was suffering from cancer and didn't have a whole lot of time to do that, but he sure picked the right guy. You're just phenomenal. I get so excited every time I see what you're up to, what RTR is up to. Of course, this RTR.org idea is just fantastic. I joined a few days ago, and people have been welcoming me ever since. So I feel like I'm home with my friends.
What's really different, and I think there's a lot of patriots out there that can really relate to this, is that, you know, when you go to Facebook and you have your Facebook account and you post a political message, and nobody comments on it, none of your friends comment on it, whether it's an article or a video, and it's, you just feel kind of like you're speaking to the wind, and you don't really know who's really paying any attention, and you kind of feel lost in that regard. Now, it's good that you're, you know, putting political messages and trying to share information with people on Facebook, but you do kind of feel like you're in a vacuum. And what RTR.org does is you post those same political messages on RTR that then get published to Facebook, so you're still doing the same thing, but at least at RTR, you know, you have friends who are going to comment and give you feedback and share the same political ideals with at least within the same political spectrum. So you're going to get the feedback and you're going to get the interaction that you're really looking for.
And the comments from the friends at RTR will also be showing up on Facebook, right? So basically the people that are either afraid to comment or don't know how to comment because these issues are so foreign to them will see comments from other people and they'll see that interaction. And I would think that eventually, unless except for the very brain dead, eventually they're going to want to, you know, come in because they see that the water is fine.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, the comments do not get published back to Facebook. It's really just the status update.
Oh.
It's up to the person who reads that status update, depending on what the link structure is. If it's just a straight link to, say, Freedom Above Fortune, then it'll take them to Freedom Above Fortune. They'll never go to RTR. RTR just kind of acts as a pass-through. If, however, you post a direct video or a blog or a group, that activity will then be published back to Facebook with the link back to RTR, where then they can view the comments and the discussion there.
Okay.
But you have to make it, see, because we lock everything down, so you have to make it so your blog entry is open for anybody to read, or your group is open to anybody to see. So, you know, we do take the privacy aspect very seriously, and we leave it really up to the individual to make those to create those privacy settings. But at the onset, it's lockdown.
I see. Well, and that's a balance, and I'm sure as people, you know, including myself, I mean, I'm semi-savvy. I'm probably, you know, more on the low end as far as computers go. But as people get more used to this, they'll find, and plus people who learn innovations are sharing it with everybody. I'm sure you're, you know, because of the number of friends you've got, I mean, when you share something, everybody's going to learn about it immediately as far as innovative ways to, you know, to grow our numbers and reach critical mass.
Well, I mean, my Facebook page, I think, has nearly 5,000 members or 5,000 friends. On RTR alone, I've got about 23,000 friends. So what happens is, for instance, if this is another really great feature, is that if I was to create a blog entry or I was to create a group, there's a feature that literally will prompt you. It says, hey, Joe, you've just created a video. Would you like to share that with some of your friends on RTR? And then you can select from all of your friends in the list, and you click person Y, X, Y, Z, and it'll send them a little notification. It says, hey, Joe B wants you to come check out this new video he just posted. So now, rather than waiting for people to stumble across your video post on our site or your blog or your group, now you've just directly sent an invitation for them to come and view it. And then as soon as you're done creating that invitation, then another little window pops up, if you've connected your accounts, and it says, would you like to publish this activity to Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, or LinkedIn? And then you say, yeah, I think I will. And then you can create a little custom message, and then that same activity gets published back out to the greater social universe. And so you've been able to now reach out directly to your RTR friends and to the entire social universe with just a couple clicks, and it's amazing to watch the growth, and you know it's only going to get bigger from here, and we're already experiencing some growing pains because you know server loads. We've already had to branch out to two servers, and we're going to have to go out to three and four eventually.
Is that why it I'll notice that it takes a few seconds to kind of reload or whatever, because that's your servers chugging away?
Yeah, we've got a lot of activity on the site, and the social DNA aspect of the site, the cross-publishing to Facebook, does take a lot of resources.
Mm.
So right now we're actually running on two separate servers. The next step is to move all of our videos and imagery onto a third server and then split the web server. So we'll have four servers running concurrently to basically broaden the load and really speed up the site. But, you know, it costs a lot of money, a substantial amount of money, to run four servers. It costs probably about $750 a month just to run the servers alone. And that does not include all of the, you know, office space and staffing and electric bills over here. So, and right now the site is just totally donation driven. And we haven't even put up any donate buttons yet. And, you know, we'll get to that level, but.
Right, which reminds me, because I was going to get to that, or, you know, whatever you're comfortable in disclosing, but in terms of this doesn't happen for free, and if obviously I signed up for my account and didn't have to pay anything, but how can people, you know, send a few bucks to keep things going, whether it be electronically or old-fashioned snail mail?
If people want to support our efforts, you know, we definitely welcome it. You know, that's the only way we can get by. And they can go to restorethrepublic.chipin.com, restorethrepublic.chipin.com, and they can make a donation through that page. If they want to send us a check or a money order, they can send a check to Restore the Republic at 3149 Dundee Road, number 176 Dundee, that's Dundee Road in Northbrook, Illinois, 60062. And donations are not tax deductible, but we do accept them, and it keeps us going. And we've got a lot of support out there. We would not be able to do what we do if we didn't have the support. And you know, I know that times are tough out there, but you know, financially and politically. But it's good to see that, you know, people realize the importance and the need for these types of websites and these types of programs. Because if you're really not getting it out there in the mainstream media, that we know people like Glenn Beck or you know, people on Fox or MSNBC, you know, they're the bought and paid for mouthpieces for the government, and we need to fund independent voices, and that's how you can help out.
Okay, and so once again, that's 3149 Dundee, D-U-N-D-E-E Road, number 176, Northbrook. That's one word, Northbrook, Illinois. 60062, and I'll make sure I add that into my email blast, you know, telling everybody about the show.
Yeah, and they can, and make sure that they write out the check or money order to Restore the Republic.
Okay. Very good. So let's see. I want to talk about Reality Report. I love Reality Report. So first of all, how can people watch Reality Report?
There's a couple different ways you can do that. Of course, we post all of our reality reports at Restore the Republic at RTR.org. But if you just want to jump over to the show, you can just go to realityreport.tv, and you can watch the show right there. The entire archive and everything will play for you. And you literally could just go to that domain and press play, and it'll play every single episode that we've done. We've had you on, of course. We've had Ron Paul on, we've had Ed Griffin, Edwin Vieira, Larry Pratt, we've had just a lot of great guests over the years, and our viewership is definitely up. I want to say we've probably reached over 1 million views since we started, and it's only going to get bigger. And you know, the show itself is basically a news style format show. I open up with some political commentary on the issue of the day, and then our news anchor, Nina Police, she breaks down some of the headlines that we select, and then after that we go into special interviews and features, whether it's you know, a new film trailer, or it's the latest viral video, or an interview itself. So we cram all that in. With our viewer mailbag, our question of the week, and that type of thing. We cram all that into about, you know, 10 to 15 minutes per show. And then, of course, if we have an interview that week, we will we'll put the interview up separately. So we'll include a snippet of the interview in the show with a link for them to watch the full interview in the show description. So, you know, the show generally comes out in its entirety. And then, of course, the secondary interview.
Now, is that, again, people donating to Restore the Republic, would that basically fund Reality Report, or is there a separate avenue for support?
No, they're basically, you know, Reality Report is a project of Restore the Republic. It started as the Freedom Media Project. We raised about, I want to say, over a series of time, I think we raised about $30,000, and we were able to purchase video equipment and build a television studio, get some computers and cameras and lights and everything, and we put it all together. So it was really the members of Restore the Republic funded that project. So the Freedom Media Project was definitely a part of RTR. So the Reality Report is really a project of RTR. So, you know, if they donate to Restore the Republic, they're going to be supporting the project of the Reality. Yeah, it's like we have so many different projects that RTR is involved in, whether it's you know, the reality report, whether it's the website, whether it's the late stream. And then, of course, we even, you know, we even produce our own silver and gold for commemorative fundraising coins, too. So that's a whole other avenue.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a break coming up. Our guest is Gary Franchi. We'll be right back after these messages. We really appreciate you joining us.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Job growth picking up in October, but not enough to knock down the unemployment rate. Fox News Radio's Jared Helper and is live in Washington.
Lisa, the unemployment rate didn't move last month, stuck at 9.6%. But the Labor Department says 159,000 private sector jobs were created. The president encouraged but not satisfied.
It doesn't make a difference if you're still one of the millions of people who are looking for work.
President Obama says he's open to any idea that speeds up job growth.
And it certainly includes keeping tax rates low for middle-class families.
But Republicans say the wealthiest Americans should also be included in those tax cuts, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Space Shuttle Discovery now grounded until the end of the month. NASA just announcing they will take more time to fix the latest in a series of glitches for Discovery's final mission, a potentially dangerous gas leak. The court fight not over yet for a Guantanamo Bay detainee who admitted helping Al-Qaeda recruit two men who became 9/11 hijackers and later recanted that confession. An appeals court panel today overturning a judge's order that Mohamedou Salahi should be released because of abuse by interrogators. The appeals court sending the issue back to a lower court, citing unresolved questions. A woman locked up for life for putting her daughter in a microwave oven gets a second chance, her conviction tossed out. Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Lisa, China Arnold's 28-day-old baby was burned to death the date an Ohio woman was charged with murder. A mistrial was declared after a man said his young son saw another boy put the baby inside the microwave. At the second trial, a woman testified that Arnold confessed to killing her child. That woman later recanted, and an Ohio appeals court has reversed China Arnold's conviction. No word yet on the next step as prosecutors look over the decision. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Stay connected to Fox News Radio for your favorite talk shows, newscasts on the hour and half hour, and the podcasts that take you a step deeper inside of Fox News. Don't miss a single minute of Your World with Neil Cavuto daily by subscribing to the Daily Podcast.
I'm Neil Cavuto.
Get news and insight on Wall Street and other market activities, and get a wrap-up of the business news of the day.
Don't tell me about federal programs that stick to their budget. They don't.
It's Cavuto, when you want it, and where you want it. Subscribe now by going to foxnewsradio.com and click on the podcast button for Your World with Neil Cavuto. And check out other Fox News Radio podcasts, including John Gibson's My Word.
Hi, I'm John Gibson. You can get My Word every day for no holds barred opinion on the big stories of the day. Gibson, when and where you want at foxnewsradio.com. Just click on the podcast button.
Rail disaster in England. A cement mixer falling off a bridge, landing on a passing passenger train southwest of London. Sky News reporting several injuries, other people possibly still trapped. Yet another bloody Friday in Pakistan. Two more mosque bombings during Friday prayers. The first killing at least 50 people.
It appears the target wasn't worshippers, but in fact an anti-Taliban militia founder who'd been encouraging local people to take a stand against the extremists.
Fox's Dominic Di Natale. The second attack hours later killing three people in another part of northwest Pakistan where an anti-Taliban militia has been active. Two arrests reported in L.A. for the fatal Halloween shooting of a five-year-old boy gunned down as he showed off his Spider-Man costume in his backyard. Police have said the boy's family was mistaken for rival gang members. A news conference expected today on the arrests. Earthquake survivors in Haiti now have another ordeal to endure. Hurricane Tomas.
They're largely in tents and in tarps. And the real concern is even if the strong winds don't wipe out these tents and tarps, the rain could cause some great damage, particularly after the storm is over.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Port-au-Prince, where hundreds of thousands are still living in tents. Some nuns in Maryland strike it rich, hitting a home run at an auction.
For a baseball card collector, it's the Holy Grail. A very rare Honus Wagner from 100 years ago. One is just sold at auction for $262,000. by an order of Roman Catholic nuns in Baltimore, inheriting the card when the brother of a deceased nun died and left it to the sisters, who will use the proceeds to fund ministries in 30 countries. Only about 60 of the Wagner cards are left. A near-mint condition one sold for nearly $3 million 3 years ago, the priciest baseball card ever. Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Few of the cards distributed because Wagner took issue with them being sold in cigarette packs. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Frank Talk, 104.3 FM, the Mid-State News Talk and Sports Radio Station.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the third segment of the first hour of the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. My name is Joe Bannister, your host, freedomabovefortune.com and agentfortruth.com. Our guest for the first hour is Gary Franchi, and we've been talking about a lot of exciting networking tools that Americans who care about liberty, care about the Constitution, care about the rule of law, care about the traditions that have been around since the beginning of the country are preserved, protected, and furthered. We talked in the last segment about donating to Restore the Republic, which is the umbrella organization that puts forth all these great projects. So again, quickly, the address is Restore the Republic, 3149 Dundee Road, that's D-U-N-D-E-E, Road number 176, Northbrook, Illinois, 60062. And what was the internet way that people could donate, Gary?
They can go to restorethe.republic.chipin.com.
Okay.
Restorethe.republic.chipin.com.
Okay, excellent. Now there's something about a new system, a new project where you can actually help people to fax their legislators. So why don't you tell us about that?
We launched a new website called PatriotResponse.com, and Patriot Response basically is the congressional outreach tool. And what that does is it enables anybody, you don't have to be an RTR member, but it enables anybody to take action on the issues that we think are important. So we'll monitor Congress, and monitor the bills that they're introducing so that we can head it off at the pass. So, we use the latest cutting-edge technology. I get updates on my phone, my cell phone, as soon as a bill is introduced into Congress, and I can review it in real time. So as soon as a bill is introduced, I check it and I say, okay, is this something that the people would want, or is this something that we should fight against? Is this something we should support? And then based on that, we go ahead and create a fax blasting campaign. And then you can go to patriotresponse.com, and for a $1 donation per page faxed, you can participate in these initiatives. There's a great technology burden on the part of our vendors that help us put these processes together. But we essentially create the initiatives so that people can take action. You can see the list of campaigns right now at patriotresponse.com and start taking action right now.
That's a great tool. So how long has that been in effect? How long has it been available?
That's only been live for probably about 7 days. We launched our first initiative about Monday. Actually, it was this Monday we launched our first initiative, which was to oppose the Obama tax, the 1% Obama tax that was introduced into Congress in this past session, which would essentially create a 1% tax on every banking transaction that you do, whether you're depositing money or moving money around your bank. And we think this is a serious threat. They talk about, they're calling it the Debt-Free America Act, which would pay down the national debt. But if you ask me, it's like, there's going to be fleecing more money off the American people. Unfortunately, though, I've seen people go, oh, this is a hoax, this isn't true. But, the bill was introduced, and it's on the table. So, you know, it's still something legitimate that we need to make sure that our congressmen actively oppose, and if it comes up for a vote, to vote against it.
And that's H.R. 4646?
That's correct, H.R. 4646.
And so this was a euphemism to call it the Skimming the Wealth of America Act, or is that
what you're saying? Well, yeah, that's what I called it. You know, so that's really what they're doing. You know, they're calling it the, you know, the Debt-Free America Act, and you know, I don't know how they can create the, you know, get America out of debt without, you know, constantly skimming our the wealth of the American people. So.
Yeah, if they named the bills what they were really about, that would be about it. Skimming the Wealth of America Act. Well, hopefully, people will go to patriotresponse.com and learn how you can, you know, make your voice heard, or at least heard a lot louder and a lot more often, without expending a lot more of your own time. Gary, I wanted to ask you about the efforts that Restore the Republic made on behalf of Ron Paul during the last presidential election. I read somewhere that was the case, and so I'm just curious, you know, what your impressions were about, you know, what happened, what you did to support Ron Paul and his candidacy.
Well, you know, it really started out with Russo's endorsement of Ron Paul's run for president, and we just kind of said, okay, well, you know, we were all hoping that Russo would run at the time, and his cancer got the best of him, and you know, he said, well, it's better that we put our weight behind Ron Paul. And in fact, there was even discussion about having Clint Eastwood run for president, and Russo was going to try and talk to Clint Eastwood to see if he would go and throw his hat in the ring, but obviously that never materialized. So, can you imagine President Clint Eastwood? Go ahead, make my day, right? What ended up happening, obviously, was Ron Paul threw his hat in the ring. Russo got behind him, and as an organization that was standing behind Russo, the whole organization moved to support the Ron Paul campaign. And we put the word out early, very, very early on. This is before Restore the Republic had any real connectivity, group building, or event building structure. And we instructed our membership to go out and create meetup groups. We were the ones promoting the meetup groups. We said, go out, start a meetup group, start a Ron Paul meetup group, do it right away, and start actively growing those groups. Because meetup offered all the great networking tools and connectivity and discussion groups and event building stuff that now Restore the Republic has the ability to house in-house. And, you know, so basically, with the Ron Paul presidential campaign, Restore the Republic was a very strong supporter, a key promoter of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul credits Restore the Republic and Freedom to Fascism with bringing tens of thousands of people into his presidential campaign. You know, Ron Paul has said it on Meet the Press. He said it, you know, in numerous interviews where he credits Russo's work. And, you know, that's all we're doing is we're continuing Russo's work, we're continuing the momentum, and, you know, we're looking forward to another presidential run. In fact, you know, we've talked about the Reality Report, we've briefly talked about the Late Stream, which took place last night, and then we also launched another video project. It's called RonPaul2012.tv, where this video is going to, or this television show is going to be specifically revolving around the grassroots activities of the Ron Paul presidential campaign. Not so much Ron Paul himself, which obviously will play a major role in our reporting, but we want to focus on what people are doing. We want to focus on the grassroots. We want to give the grassroots, you know, the energy and the support that they need to have successful campaigns on their own independently. We know how important that is. So that's what RonPaul2012.tv is. It's a whole other aspect.
Wow. So it sounds to me like with what you were able to do for the prior election, getting on the shoulders of existing frameworks and platforms, but now you have a lot more, you know, of your own organization, or I should say of everyone's organization that can participate and manage, and, you know, the growth should be even more exponential than the last time, and basically you had very little time to get everything up and running. So this time should be just incredible in terms of the response and keeping people informed and getting people together.
Well, yeah, I think going into this next presidential election, I think is going to be a really, really fun time for us, because we do have all these brand new tools and infrastructures in place that never existed before. You know, take, for example, just the Patriot Response aspect. You know, we can go ahead and initiate fax blast campaigns. We could turn around and send a fax blast campaign to the Republican National Committee or the Democrat National Committee, to oppose if they're trying to get Ron Paul off the ballot again. Or we can really wield a lot of pressure to the different outlets, whether it's media or congressional or just political for that matter. So we're really fine-tuning Patriot Response for that. And then, of course, RTR.org is going to give people real-time updated information from the people through the news feed and through the group activities and events, cross-promoting and publishing all that information to the social networks. And then, of course, through, the various media outlets, the Late Stream, we're incorporating people with a webcam can Skype into our show and be a guest just like anybody else. And like a radio show, you call in. Well, our show, the Late Stream, you can, with your webcam, you can call in and be a video guest and call in your question or comment for a viewer and really participate in a video format online that's really never been done before. So, we're really cutting edge, and breaking a lot of new ground. And this next election season is going to really give us an opportunity to show what Restore the Republic can do and how we can really help, this movement overall.
That is fantastic. Well, we only have a couple minutes left in the show, so briefly tell the listeners you've described Late Stream Live, but how can people participate? How can they view it? How often will it be broadcasted? How does that all work?
Well, the Late Stream Live show is quite complicated to put together because it is a live webcast. We broadcast for 4 hours. The domain that people can check out for that is latestream.com. And there's a chat room. You can watch the stream live. You can post information. You can call in. You can Skype in with a webcam. We're going to actually have live guests in studio this time. We're going to have live musical guest Jordan Page playing some music for us. And it's we only do it, like, the last one we did was about 4 months ago, just because, we don't have a large budget and a large staff to be able to pull these things off on a weekly basis. If we did, and we had the financing, we would do these things regularly, but we just can't. It's expensive, and it's time-consuming, and it's very stressful. So, we only do these things, maybe once every couple months.
So is there going to be a live broadcast is tonight, or when is the next one?
Well, actually, because this is your viewers or your listeners are listening to this today.
Right. So they've
the broadcast would have ended already. It was last night.
Will there be like a tape of it, or?
We'll be putting it up on our Reality Report channel. Once we record the whole thing, we will. We'll clean it up a little bit, and then we'll put it back online so people can watch the whole thing if they want to. They can just go to realityreport.tv and they can watch the whole broadcast.
I see. Well, that'll be good. Yeah, it will be a bummer that when this show broadcasts, it will have already occurred. But at least if it's archived, people can see what a great tool it was, and then hopefully support you your efforts more in the future so that you can do them more often.
We're going to have Jordan Page, Michael Labneau, who is a Senate candidate in Illinois trying to go for Obama's seat. We're going to have Adam Kokesh, Stuart Rhodes, James Lane, myself, my co-host, Swizzle Steve from We Are Change Chicago. And it's just going to be a great time, live music and, in a late night atmosphere.
Well, fantastic. Well, Gary, I really appreciate your time because I know your time is short in doing all these fantastic projects. So just real quickly, I'm going to go through the websites, rtr.org, restoretherepublic.chipin, patriotresponse.com to donate online, patriotresponse.com, ronpaul2012.tv, and latestream.com. Did I miss any?
I don't know, realityreport.tv.
Realityreport.tv. Lots to look at, but lots of excellent projects and tools out there. I'm just very excited about it. I know the listeners are too. Thanks for joining us, Gary, and we'll have you back on sometime. Good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you. Glad I'd be on your show.
Thank you, Gary.
Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala holds a reputation for the most outstanding sales and service to their customers. This reputation was earned over the years by keeping their promises and taking care of people. It was true then, and it's true now. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to ensure you the easiest and most satisfying vehicle purchase or service you'll ever experience while delivering the highest value for the money. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have access to over 850 new Fords and Lincoln Mercuries to provide a wide selection of new cars and trucks, which means large savings for their customers. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have you the lowest price and payment in writing guaranteed in 15 minutes or less. Visit their dealerships on Highway 441 in Ocala and Bellevue to see for yourself the distinctive advantage in making your next vehicle purchase from the dealership that pledges to ensure the best buying experience anywhere. You can also shop at home at fordofocala.com for selection and service specials that is constantly updated. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala, where they pledge every day is a sale day and the traffic's not bad at all.
God, Guts, and Guns made America free. And here at Gold Diggers and Gunslingers, we know how important it is to keep all three. Now, we know you got your God and Guts, but we can help you with the guns. Lots of guns. Any kind of gun you want, or need, or desire. Small guns, big guns, pistols, rifles, shotguns. Guns for self-defense, guns to hunt with, guns to target shoot with. We've got the guns, lots of guns. Pre-owned guns, brand new guns. Semi-automatic, single shot, from .38 special to .50 caliber guns. We got the guns at Gold Diggers and Gunslingers. At great prices, discounted prices. You're not going to beat these prices anywhere. At Gold Diggers and Gunslingers in Inverness. Oh, and don't forget the ammo. We got lots of ammo. We'll keep you in ammo. Ammo for all your guns. Load up. It's hunting season. We got your hunting guns. It's on sale now. Gold Diggers and Gunslingers. Right next to Sherwin-Williams. Gulf to Lake Highway, Inverness. And we salute you. God bless America.
Mobile One Lube Express, formerly Shell Rapid Lube, Highway 19, Crystal River. In only 15 minutes, professional mechanics use high-quality Mobile One products to provide your car engine with supreme power and protection. The 18-point visual inspection includes engine oil filter, battery terminals, air filter, transmission fluid, brake and clutch fluid, and much, much more. Mobile One Lube Express, Crystal River. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 to 3.
We all push our limits. Now, Mobile One Oil can push your oil change to 5,000 miles. That's right. The new blend of Mobile One Oil gives you an extra 2,000 miles between oil changes. That recommended 3,000-mile oil change is now 5,000 miles, saving you even more at Mobile One Lube Express, Highway 19, Crystal River. Mobile One Lube Express, Highway 19, Crystal River, helping you save money and push your limits on oil changes. Oil that lasts beyond 3,000 miles. Mobile One Lube Express, Highway 19, Crystal River.
Going out of business? Look at the appliance store sign. They're going out of business. Now, listen, I'm not laughing at the fact that they're going out of business, but at least now they're advertising. Well, maybe if they had a clue and advertised earlier, they wouldn't be going out of business. Their sign would be reading, "Thank you for making us a success sale."
Don't wait until you're ready to advertise your business going out of business. Let everyone know who you are, where you are, and what you offer. Call Great Savings Magazine now for a great deal on reaching thousands of potential customers. Call Lance now at Great Savings Magazine. 352-586-8926. 352-586-8926. For Great Savings Magazine. And we'll do our best to make sure that your next advertisement doesn't read "going out of business." Check your mail for money-saving coupons. 352-586-8926. Great Savings Magazine, where you always find great savings.
our life-sustaining star. The sun is now entering into a phase of increased solar activity. Those solar flares cause a thickening of our ozone layer, which at times causes radio signals to literally bounce off the layer and travel hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles from its local location. These occurrences are normal. As our sun enters into the peak of the 11-year sunspot cycle in 2010, the results of this increased solar flare activity may cause power outages, cell phone dropouts, and radio and television station interference. So if you're listening to your local radio station and you hear another radio station on that same channel, just take comfort in knowing that more than likely it'll only last for several minutes. Just a friendly reminder from the fine folks from planet Earth, three clicks from the sun, in the Milky Way galaxy. Oh, and us here at Frank Talk 104.32. Now go have some fun.